This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The X factor for me in this Dallas Cowboys season is Matt Eberflus and that side of the ball. We'll go through our confidence meter after minicamp at 8:40 and below the belt, but we have new sound from a familiar face around here.
Yes, Matt Eberflus had done a sit down right at the end of minicamp with what's the Doomsday Pod called with Edwarder or Matt Mosley?
Doomsday.
Yeah, the Doomsday
Pod.
So Matt Mosley and Edwarder had sat down with Matt Eberflus at the end of last week and went over just several different topics relating to scheme, how he can help Brian Schottenheimer adjust, Micah usage, all that. And then we'll get in at the end of this. We'll play a little bit of his thoughts on the Caleb Williams claim that last year no Chicago coaches actually sat with him and watched film. But we'll start things off here with a very basic question. Matt Eberflus, what is the identity of your defense?
Yeah, the identity goes way back. I mean, we're talking back to the 96 Buccaneers, and that's where it goes back. This is the origin of it. And as you remember, those guys are packed with Hall of Famers and a bunch of great players. And the system allows you really to, you know, play free. It's a disciplined defense, and it allows a lot of eyes on the quarterback, and that's where you get all the takeaways from. And it's very detail oriented, and that's what I took from Coach Marinelli when I was here with him. Took it on to Indianapolis and then up to Chicago, but it's been really good, and the guys love playing in the system because it really maximizes their talents. And helps them really produce on the football field.
And the emphasis is on stopping the run and taking the ball away?
That's it. Yep. We got two things that we do. We stop the run and take the ball away. We like to score on defense, but that's really what our mantra's been, and that's what it continues to be.
Which it's easy to, in these sort of instances, take descriptions like that. Like Mike Nolan would always talk about, like, we're going to take the ball away. We're going to do it. Like, okay, that's goals. Those are goals that you want to have. But, I mean, clearly a lot of this, and it makes sense. Rod Marinelli was a big influence for him. Clearly a lot of this is going to be Tampa 2 influenced, even if it's not a Tampa 2 look, which the Tampa 2 is cover 2 defense, basically, and then the middle linebacker who in the Tampa defense was Derek Brooks, who used to get all those interceptions and do all that stuff. The read is Derek Brooks goes, all right, run. You go attack, and then if he's reading pass, he drops to the middle part of the field, and it becomes cover 3. So, like, kind of adjusts depending on what the middle linebacker reads. But you're going to see a defense, I think, that in a lot of ways still looks similar stylistically or schematically to what we had seen from Rod Marinelli for years, particularly in the defensive line rotation and the way that they rush their defensive tackles. All right.
So, frustratingly good.
I mean, Rod was bend but don't break. I think Eberflus is a little, his style is a little more aggressive, but he's definitely a focus on linebacker play and keeping things in front of you and making plays. Mm-hmm. Basically trusting guys to make the play in their area. In fact, we can jump to that clip right now. This is clip 23, Peyton. Matt Eberflus, why have you had such success developing linebackers throughout your career?
Yeah, I played the position, and I think that when a guy plays football, you know, at this level, they have a certain camera, you know, in terms of how they see the game. And, you know, some guys are fast processors and some guys, you know, are a little bit, you know, not as fast. Like Sean Lee was as fast as I've ever seen. He could process, you know, like Luke Kuechly and just boom and hit it. But that was through a lot of film study with him and I, you know, up there doing, right up here doing Breakfast Club together. So, you know, to me, I played a position, so I do have an advantage of how I see the game as a coach. So I can really help those guys to be able to see it. But I think more importantly, it's the skill development. And I told the defense this before they left, and I told them in the beginning, I said, we'll be two things that will be our separator is going to be our conditioning level and our technique. And the coaches that we brought in, and I'm a stickler on technique and the details of it, but doing it game speed and doing it fast. And that's what I've always done, and that's what I did with Sean and DeMarcus, and that's what we're going to continue to do with this group.
What's up with these new coaches and their microphones?
Yeah, a lot of click in there.
Those are the
Mosey
headsets.
Still has a 103.3 headset.
Those are
rattling, barely held together.
Those are the headsets we have out at the firehouse with the long cord. And so Eberflus kept like moving his arm, and it was like brushing the thing across it. Brian Schottenheimer, obviously a first-time head coach here in Dallas, somebody who's prepped for the job for a long time, but Matt Eberflus is coming off of a head coaching job. So, Matt Eberflus, how exactly are you going to be able to assist Brian Schottenheimer as a first-time head coach?
Yeah, there's a lot of things as a head coach that you don't know that are involved in the job until you become a head coach. And we just been reflecting on that. If it's with the media or if it's with, you know, PR, whatever it might be, practice schedules, you know, way to install the training camp, you know, all those things. And if I see something, I say something, you know, and that's my job as a defensive coordinator is to help and assist the head coach. And that's what I'm doing here with Brian. And he's been great to work with, high energy, high enthusiasm, high intelligence. And we really made really good progress here in this offseason so far.
What type of dude is Eberflus?
I mean, he's got a little bit of a reputation as he can be a hard ass.
Yeah.
Like he can.
How he seems to me. Like I feel a little scared of him.
Yeah. I think most players really like him. That's kind of why the Chicago thing was so odd, the way that it ended. Think about Rod Marinelli and his reputation. Rod was considered a guy who would bark and he'd get on you and he'd do that. But he was also the guy that everybody talked about, like, oh my gosh, he's like my dad. Like, yeah. He's just such a great person to connect with. I think Eberflus maybe has a little bit more rigidity, but it's sort of the same philosophy that there are a lot of guys who have always just said, like,
less than Zimmer.
Yeah, he's less than Zimmer. He's not the same sort of, he's not got that same sort of caustic edge to him that Zimmer
caustic
has sometimes.
Edge.
Micah Parsons is going to be a big part of anything that they do. And he'll probably maybe. I don't know. You may not love these answers. We'll have to see here.
Right.
Couple different cuts here about Micah Parsons. First, just Matt Eberflus's early impressions of Micah.
Well, I really draw on my experience there because the first time I came here, the linebackers that I coached, you know, were one of them was DeMarcus Ware, right? And that was a really good for me in terms of the experience. First of all, I became a very good linebacker coach right away. But I had Sean Lee and Keith Brooking and Brady James and all those guys and Anthony Spencer. But they did a heck of a job, and they still do a great job in personnel here. But to answer your question, that was really, for me, the experience that I had to hold everybody else to the highest standard of, hey, that's the best of the best, you know, in terms of a rusher, in terms of a worker, and all those things. Now, Micah has all those. He really does. He has all the work ethic that DeMarcus has. He's got the power. He's not quite as big. But, man, he works his butt off, and he loves football. And this guy's got high football intelligence. So I'm excited to work with him, and do some great things with him this year. And when he gets in, he gets in.
It's good. It's exactly what you'd expect to hear, is that I'm excited to work with him. And it's like, okay, but let's dig a little bit. How? Because how he was used was different under Mike Zimmer.
By the way, we always talk about changes at offensive.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coordinator screwing over a quarterback. Baker, how many guys?
Oh, yeah.
How many? What about for a defensive player? And how many is this for Micah now?
This is now Micah's third defensive coordinator.
Quinn Zim,
and Eberflus.
Feels like more.
Yeah, he just missed Nolan by a year, right?
He was the year after Nolan had gotten let go.
Do you think that matters?
Yeah. I mean, it does, especially if there's a...
It matter the most for corners?
No, I think it matters for a guy like Micah, who's so clearly, like, varied and multiple in the way that he's used, that there's going to be a million different ideas from different coordinators on how he should be applied. Mike Zimmer had a different idea for him than Dan Quinn did. I think Matt Eberflus is going to have different ideas from him from both of those. And this is where we'll see if this is frustrating to RJ Choppy, or if he just thinks it's talk right here. Matt Eberflus, have you and Micah discussed specifically how he's going to be used?
We had a meeting, him and I had about a half hour meeting, yesterday on that very subject, just him and I in my office. And, for him, you have to move this guy around. Now, what's great about our current roster is that we have other rushers now that can rush. So to pay attention to one particular rusher is going to be more difficult than if you just had one on one side. So that's going to be a good thing, too. So we'll have to do less of that.
We can do less of that. And, we got other rushers. Mm. And we can move them around. And we don't have to worry about necessarily just saying, Mikey, you got to go get to the quarterback every single time. Does that concern you at all, Chop? Or is that just rhetoric?
They're just talking, man. Like, you get into the game, there's going to be 50 plays that he's in, 60 plays that he's in. He's going to be rushing the passer on basically every dropback.
I believe in Matt Eberflus's career, when he has been a defensive coordinator, which going back to college and into the NFL, when he's been a defensive coordinator or a head coach, I think he's had one pass rusher that's gotten double-digit sacks.
Wow.
In his career, and I think it was at Missouri. I think it was like Coney Ealy or somebody. I can't remember who it was.
Coney Ealy.
It was somebody at Missouri. It was somebody at Missouri who had picked up double-digit sacks. But he is it was Justin Houston in Indianapolis, picked up 10.5. And that's the only time that he's ever gotten double-digit sacks, because it's not really the style of the defense. It's a lot of stuff where you're getting...
So you're not thinking it's a lack of talent, it's the style?
The style is going to focus so much more on penetration from the defensive tackles that basically it can spread the wealth a little bit of the sacks, and it's also about just trying to generate bad decisions and generate bad throws. So that's kind of the overview for Dallas. What about the question of Caleb Williams? Because this came up when the Caleb Williams stuff has come out. We've wondered, all right, is this an indictment of, in general, Matt Eberflus's leadership, his approach, anything else? Is that a concern? So when it was asked to Matt Eberflus, Caleb Williams says no coaches were sitting with him doing film study. What do you think about that?
I would say this, that, in the development of the quarterback position and really all positions, at my time at the Bears, we've always had daily coached film sessions. That was out through the entire year. So that's what I observed, and that's where it was.
And they tried to hit him with like one follow-up, and he went, "That's what I observed, and that's what it was." And it's like, oh, he did not like Caleb Williams' comments then. That clearly frustrated him a little bit.
Yeah, because it makes Eberflus look inadequate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and if it's just, if it could have been Caleb Williams being a little flippant or maybe massaging the truth, then Eberflus is going to be like, I caught enough hell going out of there. I don't need that on my plate, too. The idea that we just didn't have coaches sitting in the film room with him.
Did they ask him about time management?
I did not hear a time management question. There was so
handling of the players after
Shoddy. No, they'd moved on from that pretty quick. Shoddy had gotten
how
Mosley, into
how do you think Matt would have asked that?
What do you think about your time? What do you think has been going on there?
You know, the passage of time. There was an old poet that said, "Yeah." The Shoddy got asked about time management recently, though. It sounds like it's going to be the workflow will be similar to what McCarthy had used. Not necessarily the decision making will be the same, but the workflow will be the same, where they will have somebody in the booth with a headset, probably Ryan Feeder, who is giving them details about, hey, this is where we're at, this is what the numbers say, and these are your options. And then he just makes a call right there.
Inside the Star, in your home of America's team with our insider Bobby Belt. That is, once again, your Cowboys defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus, here on DFW Sports Station with Sean and RJ. Let's hook you up with a brand new music ticket giveaway for you starting off your week with us. And are these the Texas Rangers that we've been waiting for all season? Play-by-play voice and Rangers insider, Jared Sandler, after the Rangers sweep, commercial-free with the Expressway. Plus, I want all the stories, best and worst Father's Day tales, including why I had to spend one of the days this weekend in the emergency room. Oh. Next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.